Grand day to all. Grand day to all. Thank you, BMS subscribers and listeners. We cherish you guys and love you guys so much. So thank you. Thank you. Today, I'm so excited. So I'm going to take a breath, slow down, move from the heart. I love you, Caroline. We feel it important to preface that what we speak of today, as we explore religion, we are aware that there are so many amazing, wonderful beings of light that are part of a religious organization. We know that there are multiples of diverse religions. I will add by design, and that we hold respect for all religions and sects within each religion. Therefore, it is with great care and our heartful intent that we present our divine perspectives today, comprehending religion or religion part two. And as always, take what you will and leave the rest. So I'll just say this for the audience, for all the listeners, if you're confused as to why I'm pronouncing or distinguishing the words in concept, religion versus religion, check out our last Sojourns episode, if you choose, Divine Perspective, Exploring Religion. This is our part one journey, and we explain the differences of these words. But I will say this, just for moving expansively, moving forward regarding today's discussion, to sum up these two concepts, religion, to me, is the concept of merging once again with one's own spirit, one's inner truth, one's own source of life force energy leading from their heart. Religion is a concept of looking to an outer source, an outer God force energy, God outside themselves, leading from the mind, which can be programmed or hacked, and thus gives up our own divine powers unbeknownst to that being. So I hope this assists, guys, as we continue our discussion. I also want to honor with deep love, respect, and gratitude, gentle, loving, intelligent, beautiful, and a man of men, the divine Donnie, also known as Merman.
Thank you so much, my love.
Aw, the gorgeous and always seeing more, Miss Leah Zaya. Hello, hello.
Hey, hey. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yay.
And the loving, gentle Amy, also known as Omi. She's still out playing. So what's up with that, Amy? We miss you, girl, Omi. And the inspiring creator in all her glory, Bo in Idaho.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing today?
And then there's me, also known as Hummy, short for Hummingbird. And I'm just floating around here in love and excitement through this journey. So I love you all, precious ones. We honor you. And speaking of honoring someone today, we all receive with love and so much joy as she brings to all of us another incredible being of light who always beams with her luminescence, knowledge, excitement, heartfulness through her conscious gateways, her unique frequency. This beautiful being decided to grace us with her presence because you are a present to all. Thank you so much. And please, if you choose, you can tune into her incredible show on BBS Radio, Saturdays today. called Whiplash Talk. It is our pleasure to present, I can't help this, sunshine on my shoulders. It makes me happy. The one and only sunshine girl. I have to.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I am so humbled to be here. And that intro, I'm looking for the person that you just introduced. That was incredible. Thank you. Thank
Oh,
you.
we know it's you, girl. We know it. So no looking anymore.
I am so excited to be here with you guys. This is amazing to be on Soul Journeys. You guys do such beautiful, beautiful work, and I'm excited about the show topic today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, girl. So here we are exploring, and thank you for being here, exploring religion through our experiences. So we're going to do something a teeny bit different. It appears a little structured, but y'all just, hop in. But I'm going to ask a couple of questions, and this goes to each one of you, and feel into it as y'all do, and check it out. And I there's after this, I'm going to go first for a reason. Bo, you had a brilliant concept. We're not here, guys, to just let you know to pick all one religion. So there's a reason, feel into that as to why I'm going first, because you'll see why. After that, sunshine, and then Zaya, Bo, whoever, take it away, y'all. But number one, how has a significant personal experience shaped your faith or lack thereof? And how has your spiritual journey evolved, including challenges and reconciling your beliefs versus your knowing? And the second question, I'll reiterate if you choose. What is one practice? This is really wonderful to leave the show with. What is one practice, ritual, if you choose, or value from your faith, which I will later talk about mind energy, or your inner knowing, inner self, the heart, or personal philosophy that you believe could resonate universally and why? So, in essence, when I felt into these two questions, I was so inspired while I was creating in the kitchen, guys. And I started singing a song from the musical Fiddler on the Roof. It's a very old, if you will, conceptually old musical, yet it has a lot of incredible significance. And so why that? So basically, Fiddler on the Roof, the musical, portrays this gentleman known as Tevye, a Jewish milkman in 1905 Russia. So there's the revolution of 1905 during that time space line, if you will. And he's grappling with maintaining cultural and religious traditions as his daughters choose love over arranged marriages, reflecting tension between tradition, religion, and personal choice. So the song tradition, guys, I can't make this up. It starts out tradition, 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 religion, tradition. So it's like it's synonymous in that aspect. But to me, it is. But we'll find out, we'll go further with this. But he introduces to me the crux, pun intended, of the vital role that long-standing customs, religion, tradition play in maintaining what, guys? Oh my God, another loaded stuff. Social order and identity in the Jewish community of Anatevka, which is a small, teeny village in Russia. So it highlights how every member of society, every member, wait, from fathers to daughters, husbands to wives, has a defined role, but also foreshadows the tension between religions and traditions. So to me, an observation, there is a confliction. Should Tevke lead with his mind, is my question now. Programmed by his religion, traditions, or his heart that simply wants to seek peace energy and for his daughters to be happy. And this correlates to me with what Q states, always follow your heart and you will never go wrong. Wow. So essentially, why I brought that up is because my beautiful, wise, and intelligent, open-hearted parents were raised of a DNA mind-controlled, to me, epigenetic Russian, Polish, Turkish, and a dab of Italian there, Hebrew faith. They eventually departed, though, guys, from the Hebrew faith. Actually, in their early 20s. But why? They were driven by constraints, judgment, division. And my dad knew historical, I almost said hysterical distortions, but I would consider both, depending on the victor. Okay. Their journey included continued reading of books as they journey through their spirituality, chariots of the gods, y'all know that, Atlantis rising, morning of the magicians, mankind child of the stars, and the spaceship of Ezekiel. But there was so much more. And my father, his knowing, and being a pretty high-ranking person in the Air Force, he had a very deep knowing of all world beings. He had a deep knowledge. My parents embraced a spiritual journey connecting to the divine prime creator within. They rejected all external deity or deities. And I was pulled from Hebrew school at about age 8. Later, I started observing my mother's internal conflict. So she had this guilt and anxiety. They used to joke and call it the Jewish guilt, right? And sadness and lack of self-worth when tied to the faith mind programmed energy, as I observed. But when mom moved into her heart, she was so joyous. She had such beauty and power and beauty and authenticity when she followed her heart. So ultimately, guys, as I got older, I started observing inconsistencies in religion based not only on my parents' upbringings and being very open and discussing, but I observed it. Like, for example, shifts in polytheism to monotheism. One gods, from many gods to all of a sudden, one God. So in Judaism, I'm going to focus just on that. But then I saw it in many other religions are changing concepts, even differences within sects of the same religion and differences of interpretations from the clergy within the same religion. Because my dad had many discussion with chaplains on base and many bases in the Air Force. And wow, they had different interpretations of the same thing, but this reinforced my inner knowing to take control of my divine power and to be with Prime Creator is to connect to my spirit, my unique God force spark energy leading from my heart and going within. My father, he held strongly and never vacillated regarding his inner knowing that to dad, here's a really important thing that dad really felt. Religion is an institute, a corporation of many, many. It appears in different forms, many varieties of religion worldwide, for example, but in fact, are owned by the same U.S. Department of They, off-world beings, I won't go that far, who want to control the masses. My heart knew that what my dad knew was absolute. It did. So to me, my mother found freedom from these constraints, inspired by my mom's actual epigenetic upbringing and other programmed mind energy concepts like Fiddler on the Roof, which highlighted her epigenetic struggles, but also her liberation when embracing her inner light, which I found beautiful in duality. But in my choosing of my inner spiritual path as I got older, right? Organized religion in follow watching this and observing it, I faced a lot of challenges, guys. You can imagine, school, high school, and when asked my interpersonal stance, I was honest. You know, when you're asked, I never went out to explain it, but when asked, wow, I got a lot of pushback. I can't tell you how many I thought were friends of mine because it was due to their judgment or recruitment attempts. So their journey to me, their behavior of rejecting me ultimately inspired me actually to double down on following my heart. It actually did. So from what I truly observed, ultimately, to wrap it up, religion initially attracts this interesting through community. It attracts, it lures a connection, answers to existential questions. Who are we? Where do we come from? Who is God? What is God, right? And all these, what's right, wrong, good, bad, right? But in the end, traditions, gives tradition. Values and identity, promises of unconditional love outside one's self. Interesting. I'm like, what? Because those above concepts appear to me to be what I call a bait and switch. It's duality. As Asha said, quote, duality is the separation of the whole into opposites. Brilliant, end quote, brilliant. But wait, as Zaya would say, Leah, girl, there's more. There is a caveat. What I found on the flip side, if you just raise your hand and join Judaism, whatever religion, it fosters compartmentalization, lots of sex within one's own religion and many religions, of which in turn it seems to foster division, lack of community, because your core, you think you've joined a community, you feel comfortable, I'm a Jew, I'm this, I'm that. Then suddenly you're told to do things to be a part of the community that ultimately you don't want to do. What does Q say? Do. You don't want to do that. Answers that are half-truths or fakery, mind-controlled traditions and values, judgments and dogma. Disconnecting individuals is what I observe from their authentic divine spark, their true God from within, and their inner connection to Source Prime Creator. Conflicting religious texts, shifting doctrines, misinterpretations, and fear-based control further personified this discord to me. So does one give up their power? Ultimately is my question. And to me, I give that a resounding yes. And finally, guys, ultimately, I realize it is truly within each individual to follow and honor their path, including my own. So to me, by focusing on going within and leading from and through my heart, and today I'm still continuing this journey. I thank you so much, Dad, Mom, and Q. After all, we're the captain of our vessels. Spirit will truly abide once you recognize that you can command your spirit by focusing solely, pun intended, on what you want. I know this works because I do this daily, and I'm going to yield. Sunshine, girl.
I think that was incredible, and that is aligning with exactly what I was getting for today as well. I am reading a book called The Power of Now, called by Eckhart Tolle, and I'm sure everybody is aware of this one. It's a really good book, and he was talking about since ancient times, spiritual masters of all traditions have pointed to the now as the key to spiritual dimension. But I believe where it gets distorted is in the different religions and what you were talking about, Hami, about how you're taught to go outside and you're taught to go with the traditions of man as opposed to going with source within. And he continues to say, despite this, it seems to have remained a secret. It is certainly not taught in churches and temples. If you go to a church, you may hear readings from the gospel such as, "Take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself." Or, "Nobody who puts his hands to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." Or you might remember the passage about the beautiful flowers and that they're not anxious about tomorrow, but live with ease and timeless now and are provided for abundantly by God or Source or Buddha or whomever it is that you choose to seek and follow. The depth and radical nature of these teachings are not recognized. No one seems to realize that they are meant to be lived and so bring about a profound inner transformation. And so it's talking a lot about what you were saying, Hami, and it's going into they as we know, there are good and bad energies in the world that we're in right now. And I believe that and have been taught that and do believe and understand that they have to disclose what they're doing. And so they've disclosed it and taken. There was scripture that was written by man, and they've disclosed it and said, you should be living in the now. But they don't train you to do that. And they don't teach you that source is in you, it's not outside of you. And so there's that big duality that you're talking about. And so I completely agree. I think it's wonderful how we kind of, connected and are going with that, and I will yield and to let others speak as well.
Beautiful.
I mean, you posed a question. Can you go, will you repeat the question, the first one?
Yes, for sure, Saya. What I pose is how has a significant personal experience shaped your faith or lack thereof? And how has your spiritual journey evolved, including challenges in reconciling your beliefs versus your knowing?
Okay, wow. For me, I have mentioned before, a little bit of my upbringing, being raised in the Pentecostal apostolic faith. of the Christian sector, and that being like a restrictive form of commune, I should say, just due to the rules, that was associated with that sector being, of course, the most of the rules being toward women, what we need to look like. But we can't wear pants. You can't do this. No makeup, no earrings, no blah, blah, blah. But, I had a mother who did not allow that 100% completely. Like, she would push back on that. So, for example, in the winter, I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, and the winters there can get pretty rough. And so we didn't have a school system that bused us to school. We were close enough to school to walk. And in the winter times, we were expected, the religion expected girls to always wear skirts, never wear pants, not even own them. But my mother pushed back because she's like, no, they're going to be cold, so they're going to wear pants, and to protect them from being cold in the winter and things like that. So she was one who allowed us a sense of freedom from that, but at the same time, she took flak for it. That was the courage coming through her of knowing who she is in a particular form and fashion, if I should say. So it's kind of like it's the thing where something innately, and then you kind of tread waters on living out that knowing because you're coming up against not only a husband, but an entire energy that restricts your knowing. It disallows it from coming through. So my experiences were little tiny fragments of that, of watching how my mother would push back on so many things in her own way. So I mentioned before in a conversation that Hummy and Bo and I had regarding communion and what was expected to in this particular ritual, you had to wear all white. Well, my mother was the type of person who would wear red. She just wouldn't follow, like she would in her own way be her own person to the degree that she could without having too much pushback. But it was her way of saying, no, this is me, this is who I am, and I'm going to flourish in this to a degree. I keep saying to a degree because, there was an energy that we were coming up against, or I should say, a usurpation of energy. So I saw that growing up, and that allowed me my space to question. And I tell you what, this is all coming up right now. Like I haven't even looked at it in this way before, but that allowed me my space to question things and my space in a small space for me to have my own way of doing things, even though I know what I'm coming up against as a child. So as I grew older, going through the development of push back within your own being. So it's like your heart is wanting to peer through and express in a certain form and fashion, but the mind energy, which comes from the religion, pushes that back. And a part of that for me was I wanted to be a professional dancer. I love dancing. That was a way I wanted to express spirit through my body. I know that now. And I knew that as a child, I couldn't express that as a child because I was not allowed to dance because dance was sin. It was carnal. We weren't allowed to listen to secular music, even though, of course, we snuck and did it anyway. But those were some of the restrictions that I'm explaining and expounding upon what it looked like for me and my experience and what I came up against as far as choosing heart versus mind, choosing when to express through that and when to kind of like, you know, you can't beat them, join them right now, but one day I'm gonna break free, you know, like that kind of thing. So well, one of the things that I did do is when I got into college, I took a dance class. I wanted to experience that and express that in my way of freedom through my body, and that's what I did. And I was able to do that in college because my parents wouldn't pay for any of that when I was, you know, a quote minor. So when I have gone through this process of awakening, I realized that it was happening all along. And I realized that I did have a stage, and my mother cultivated that stage. And then when I got into, you know, my 20s into college, I started to explore. I took a religious studies course. And because I was thinking, you know, I was told this one way all my life, and this is the only way, and anyone who doesn't follow this way is condemned to hell. And so I explored more religions and came into Buddhism through this exploration, which I really resonated with. And turns out Buddhism isn't a religion. It's a lifestyle. It's a practice of you becoming the Buddha. And so that really resonated with me. So then that's where I picked up the practice of yoga, meditation, and things like that, to where having that conversation with my father, who is a minister, was a harsh conversation. He did not approve of, you know, any of that. That's all satanic and devilish, and you're opening yourself up to spirits and, you know, all these different things. So bringing that up, because that is that level of conditioning as a child that sort of battles with my freedom of expression and wanting to explore more. So I'm giving pieces of examples to, you know, to just take you all on a journey of what that looked like, because it was a one-off shoot thing. It's little tiny bits of experiences where your heart is being challenged. The heart doesn't challenge. The mind challenges the heart. The heart allows and it awaits for us to remember. And it doesn't challenge what the mind is presenting. It doesn't know the mind. So it's just there to wait for us to remember. But the mind will challenge the heart every chance we allow it. So those are different ways that, you know, coming up where I realize what was happening. I realize it now. I couldn't articulate this at the time, you know, because I'm in frustration. I just talked to dad and he blah blah blah, you know, that kind of thing. But now I see that, you know, what was happening in those times. And it's really, as I see it now, it's beauty. It's the beauty of remembering. That's how I see it. So I'll you.
My gosh, Saya. Oh my gosh. Y'all are so beautiful. There's so much that came through from Sunshine to Zaya. But I'm going to not say a word because I'm trying to hold off here, guys. Bo, girl, you got it.
All right, my turn. So I was raised Catholic, but not strict Catholic, because my mother married a divorced, not practicing Episcopalian. He was more into science, and I won't say he was an atheist, but he had no spiritual aspirations at all. Anyway, being the eldest of three, I did go through catechism, which is Saturday school, to be able to make your first Holy Communion, which Leah did touch on. And now when I look at communion, you're imbibing the blood and flesh of Christ. That, what does that sound like to y'all? A little bit of like cannibalism. That's a weird thing, guys.
Yes.
And I went from, my mom died when I was 12. So after that, we didn't ever go to church. Not that we went all that much in the first place. My dad did marry an Italian woman after that. My stepmom was Catholic, but she was not a strong Catholic either. So it was, go on the holidays kind of a deal. Christmas, Easter. And when I became about 13, I started reading books like the Book of Taoism and what have you. But I joined a non-denominational Christian church when I was 16 as a replacement for my family. I can look back and see that now because my family was broken. My stepmother, I won't go into details, but she was physically abusive in taking her shoe off and hit me over the head. I was the oldest, I got the brunt of it. So I replaced my family with a church, and I stayed in that church for 10 years, and it was fundamentalist, speaking in tongues, the fear of God. If you don't do what we say, you are going to hell. So when I look at Judaism and the Catholic religions, they use a lot of guilt. So I moved from Catholic guilt into fundamentalist fear, and I stayed in the church. Again, it was a replacement for my family, but a lot of it was fear too. And now that I'm out, I've been out of it for years. I was 26 when I left the church, and as soon as I left the church, I was turned on to Bhagwan Rajneesh, aka Osho, he was the shaft of light of Osho. So I went from
Woohoo!
Jesus, who was Q, to Osho, and then to Q. But anyway, I just started searching, and funny enough that you mentioned Eckhart Tolle, Sunshine, because I was watching a video with Eckhart Tolle. I remember the date. It was July 3rd, 2015. And it was like that spiritual shoe dropped. I realized that being in the present moment was the most important thing. And from there, I just started growing spiritually and knowing that going within and just being in the present moment was the most important thing, which is one of the basis of what Q has brought to us too. So looking at Judaism and Christianity, they are programming. We have been programmed, but who have we been programmed by? And then take it another step. And like I said, my dad was really into science. He was a CPA, but he wished he would have gone into science when he was in college. But, to me, science is just another religion or religion. It's people in white coats with pocket protectors telling you to believe. And like we said last show, what is in the middle of the word believe? Lie. To believe them. Oh, we discovered this. We're this many light years away from the sun. There's a virus. Believe, believe, believe. So for me, science and religion are two coins, two sides of the same coin, which is control. They're just control mechanisms to keep you from knowing yourself and to keep you from going within, and I will yield.
Sunshine, go for it.
I
Thank
just,
you. That
I
was
just,
incredible. Sorry. Go
no,
ahead.
that's fine. I just wanted to answer your question really fast. I was raised as a Christian, like more like Bo, like it, we called it ENC, Eastern Christmas Christian. And then when I got older, I got more into my walk and got more into serving in the church. But you asked what was the significant personal experience that shaped my faith or lack thereof. The one that shook me was the death of my mother when she passed in 2023. And the only thing that I was holding on to was that I would see her again in heaven. And then we got back from her funeral. Bill and I sat down, and he said, "Do you want to listen to Q?" I'm like, "Yeah, let's do it." And so we listened to Q, and that show was the show where he was teaching on the recycling center and about how we get to pick the best of the worst and we go back again. And I looked at Bill with crocodile tears in my eyes, and I'm like, "Where is my mom?" And in the most gentle voice he could come up with, and he was Christian as well, and he's like, "I don't know." And so that was what shook me. That is where my lack thereof started, and that's where this journey began. So I will yield.
I have to. Can I jump in real quick on
Please, Zaya, please.
Sunshine, you just brought back something that was a critical turning point. It was also the death of my mom when she transitioned. She was in hospice, and they had a booklet that explained what our experience could be as our loved ones are transitioning out of this realm. And they said that they will begin to notice, to talk to, and speak to deceased relatives, people that they know, once knew, if it's not a relative. And I noticed that my mother would she would mumble things as if she was speaking to someone. They talked about the death gargle. They talked about these various experiences, right? So what hit me was, okay, I was told that when you die in the spirit, you go straight to heaven. And if you don't die in the spirit, you're going to hell. That's what I was told, right? So I'm watching this book tell me what's going to happen, and I'm watching everything happen verbatim. So I'm like, okay, so where was this whole experience about people going this direction and people going that direction? I'm like, something is off. Because if we can say that coming into this experience, oh, the water will break, you will experience contractions, this will happen, and it happens to every single woman. And then you have a book that says this is going to happen when they transition. Write this right here, right here, right here, right here. That's in a book. So I'm like, what's going on here? So that was a huge turning point for me, where I just was like, oh no, something. I already know something is up. But at that particular point, it was a huge turning point. So I'll yield there.
Oh, that is incredibly depthful, insightful. There's so much to pull from that, Leah or Zaya. I mean,
Yes.
there's just so much, because the mind programming, a actual pamphlet, again, like the Torah, the Talmud, the New Testament, the Old Testament, the Mahabharata, if
Right.
you will, although they're ancient texts, don't get me wrong, that have even what we call mythology have the true reality, if you will, from the heart. You tap into that when you move into that. However, then there was a recreation, if you will, of distortion throughout history. And we all comprehend that, if you will, on this panelist. But for the listeners who are truly trying to sift through this, we're here to just kind of we're exploring, just to remember and some of that. Merman,
Oh, yeah, I have a few comments.
please, please.
Well, first of all, Zai and Bo and Hummy and our special
Sunshine.
Sunshine, our special guest
You
Sunshine.
almost said your name.
No. It's just wonderful to hear all your journeys, and I just my own journey. No, I can't think of any one specific event in my life that made me switch quickly from looking outside to looking within, but there was many along the way. But as a young man, I found the Christian faith. I was raised as Protestant in Chicago area. I just I had, it was very inspirational, in fact, as a young boy. Mostly when I was able to get out of Sunday school and then into the sermons where my parents were when I was a little older, so 10-ish or whatever, I was allowed to go and all that. Very inspirational. We had a minister that was just phenomenal in providing messages of the life that we in a good community and good experience, how we should be. And I thought it was very inspirational. But then as I grew older, then I started questioning things more. And was compelled to leave behind all of the rituals and tradition and judgment and the guilt, that goes with religion, even though Protestantism isn't that ritual as others. But I've been around a lot of the Christian faith, the Baptists, the Catholics and Protestants and Methodists. So anyway, going forth, as I got older, a lot of my friends got very serious born agains in that, and I started realizing in conversations with them that as it is the guilt that comes on you that if you do not accept it the way they see it and indoctrinate it, you're going to hell no matter what kind of person you live your life as, just because you didn't accept that in the religion
And by the
doctrine.
way,
So that didn't make sense. So I
could
could.
we still be in hell? Were we already there? No,
Well,
I'm
maybe
joking.
anyway,
It's a joke
but
for
what I
sure.
did is I learned, I was compelled to leave behind all the baggage and look within and learn not to judge others. And so these are some of the life messages I took from them that helped me. So I think there was some good there, but the rest of it just was not for me, and it didn't resonate with me. And so my beliefs were, I focus within living in the now, and that was incredible, as Bo had mentioned, and basically treating everybody, never judging anybody with by what they believe unless they do harm to others, and leaving all of that guilt behind, and just going within myself, and using as my moral compass in my heart, and living every day with the kindness and love to everybody that we engage with. And so living that life message. But yeah, so I think, I mean, there was some good that came out of the religious for the young, but then you have the awakening came as we got older, and just realized this doesn't make sense, a lot of this, and it's just not right for me. Anyway,
I
that's
love it.
my my message for right now, and our yield too, because I'd like to hear more of your comments.
Perfect. Well, go, girl.
I just wanted to say that after I left the church, I did get into the New Age religion, if you want to call it that. And I love what Zaya has said before. I'm giving you this one, girl, is that she, because she did the same thing. She said she just walked across the street from one side to the other of the same coin. So I just wanted to bring that up because I thought that was a great quote.
Yeah, totally. That was the exact experience and how it felt. 'Cause One is still seeking outside of themselves. So what did you really do? And what is the religion actually? Is it Christianity? Is it spirituality? Or is it you reaching outside of yourself? So I yield. Sunshine.
Sunshine, go girl.
I just want to say really quick, the second question you had is, what is our practice or ritual?
Yes.
And for me, just to transition, for me, it's right behind me. It's my commands. It's just going within and taking the time to feed whom I really am, and that source within me. And so that's, I'll yield with that.
Same with
Perfect.
me, to learn to be more service to others and helping and less centric of myself in
Yeah.
my journey.
Oh my gosh. And that's beautiful, guys. We have about, I will guess, 7 minutes. Thomas is giving us 4 minutes. Oh, okay, 4 minutes.
Less
So
than that,
I
huh?
love it. What is the one practice, ritual, or values from your faith? Mind energy, I call it, or your inner knowing, inner self, your heart, or personal philosophy that you believe could resonate universally and why. And by the way, we get that this is just a cram session. There's so much depth to this. And so go for it. Whoever, Zaya, Bo, girl, go for it. Sunshine, you went for it already. I love it. I love
Maybe we need to
it.
do part three since we don't have very much time left.
I know, right?
I commands is like, that's my thing right there. For my daily practice in what I have found out of all that I have learned, commands for me work. And they the aspect of commanding your own spirit really brings home, I feel, what it truly is to live from your heart. But I, coming through the sector I came through from my father, I will always hear love everyone. So I take that from my experience, and that was from him, not from the religion itself. So, but I take that from my upbringing as a smooth transition to where I am now, and I'll yield.
Beautiful sunshine.
I've already said my piece. I'm going to yield so Bo can get something in real quick, and
Yeah,
then you can
go.
close.
I love it. Bo, go for it, girl.
I'll fifth the motion, I guess, because when you do command, you're speaking to your spirit. We are not our bodies. This is just the vehicle that assists us to have an experience in this duality, in this earth plane. We are bodies of light. And so when we verbally speak our heartfelt commands to our spirit, what else is there? What else is there? That is just, you're speaking to the light within you. And for me, that's what strengthens me every day. And I will yield because I think we're out of time.
Well, I'm going to try and end it. Thomas, we'll try and cram this
Perfect.
in. So, to me, going within, commanding, I'm with y'all, commanding my spirit to remove all thoughts from my mind and put them into my heart, expand my light body and life force energy, guided by resources. I'm just throwing this out here. Creation light shift for the people dot space and Q on BBS radio shows every Saturday. There are light beings that emphasize guys' personal sovereignty and inner work for spiritual ascension because it's the inner work That's key, QI, not KEY, but quantum integration within oneself. And lastly, I'd like to recommend, I would personally, if you choose and would like to seek assistance for this, two amazing beings of light, Lucia Nicola Evans and Sarah Breastman Cosman. She's amazing. Both women are amazing. And you can look them up on your browser. Guys, we love you. We love you. We love you. Oh my gosh,
Oh, it
sunshine.
went so fast.
I know it goes so fast. We honor and love you guys. Sunshine, we'd love to have you back on this continued conversation, if you wouldn't mind, girl.
Anytime, I'll be here. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Love you.
Love
Bye.
you.
Cue the music,
Bye.
Thanks for all the fish.
I love you.